You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
The government is abolishing NCEA and is set to replace it with two new qualifications for Year 12 and 13. The new qualification will have Year 12 students attain a New Zealand Certificate of Education, NZCE, and Year 13 students attain a New Zealand Advanced Certificate of Education, NZACE. The Labour Party has expressed concerns about the uncertainty of the proposed reforms. The United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, is set to open a standalone office in Wellington. FBI Director Kash Patel visited Wellington last week to personally open the office. He cited the importance of the United States and New Zealand collaborating on issues relating to China's influence in the Asia-Pacific region. New Zealand is part of the Five Eyes intelligence sharing network with the United States, which also includes Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom. And the unemployment rate rose to 5.2% in the June quarter of this year. This is the highest unemployment rate since September 2020. BNZ chief economist Mike Jones told One News that the unemployment figures were likely an aftershock of last year's recession and reflect a pretty disappointing economic recovery. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about all of these issues. I started by asking if she thinks it was the right move for the government to scrap NCEA.
Look, I think that there have been issues for quite some time. Even while we were in government, we were planning to make changes. The difference is that we were working constructively with the sector and taking our time to make that happen.
Do you think the old system was confusing for students and parents?
I think for some it certainly has been. But, you know, there were reasons why the national government, suggested and started the road to changes from the old system to NCEA in the first place. And so, I do think that it's important that the sector are consulted with widely here. I'm really concerned that there's only going to be a six-week window and that the minister is going off her consultation with a handful of principals across the country. And then here we have the PPTA and others that haven't been involved. Also concerned that if it's not done right, then it's our kids that suffer the consequences. I've got one child that will be year 11 in 2028, and just nervousness that the sector isn't being taken along properly and that we're unsure of what the detail of these changes are going to be.
Is increasing the use of AI as a marking tool a positive step for education?
Well, I think that there is real nervousness out there from the sector, and we heard when the minister referred to using AI from the sector that they don't believe that the technology is ready yet. And I think that those are valid concerns that have been raised.
Are there other ways to address under-resourcing in NZQA?
Well, I think resourcing is a major issue. I do think there needs to be some thought, but as I said, put into change. But as I said, it's important that the sector are taken along and that there is an evidence base behind whatever the changes look like.
Is it appropriate for the FBI to have a standalone office in Wellington?
Yeah, this is something that the government really have to answer for. You know, they get access to a whole lot more information than what we do. And the general public is, of course, looking at this move and questioning why it came about and whether or not it's the right thing to do. I certainly was raising my eyebrow at the decision. And so, if that's me, an opposition member of parliament, then I'm sure too that everyone else is questioning, why are we doing this? You know, what is the rationale and is it necessary?
Are you concerned about New Zealand becoming closer to the US at a time where many Kiwi would not agree with the administration?
Well, I think it's really important that we maintain our independent foreign policy and that we work constructively globally with the many different countries that we need to work with. And so it's important that we maintain some balance there.
Are you concerned about how this could impact our relationship with China, who are a large trading partner for us?
Well, this is where that balance in diplomacy is really important. And I'm not sure whether the government have struck the right balance here.
And why do you think unemployment has risen?
Well, I mean, when we look at some of the decisions taken from this government, you can see how and why jobs have been lost. They made the deliberate move to put a pause on a number of major infrastructure projects. That has resulted in thousands of jobs being lost in the construction and infrastructure industry. We have seen from them the decision to put hiring freezes in place across our health system. And that's resulted in fewer jobs in the health sector than what is actually needed. And so, you know, there have been deliberate decisions that have been made and taken. And decisions around prioritisation, you know, they have deliberately chosen to give tax breaks to landlords and tax breaks to the tobacco industry. They paid for tax cuts that they were told were unaffordable. And then we see they haven't got enough money to put into the health system so that we can employ the numbers of people that we actually need. This is having an impact on our health system, but it's also having an impact on employment.
Are you concerned about the number of young people who are struggling to enter the workforce at all and feel hopeless?
I really am because, you know, what we're hearing from young people is that they're applying for job after job after job, but because the labour market is so tight, they're unable to get a foot in the door. You know, and then at the same time, we've got a government that are being punitive towards them and making threats like changing the criteria for benefits so that 18 and 19-year-olds can't access those. Well, for many right now, it's not due to their own lack of motivation or enthusiasm to get a job. It is because the labour market is so tight and the economy is not doing well that those jobs simply aren't available for them. So I am worried about their general well-being, their ability to be able to provide for themselves, to be able to contribute to their families, and the mental health impacts of that.
Will this be a priority if you win the next election?
For us, jobs has always been a priority, and we've made it really clear it's jobs, health, homes, and you know, we'll certainly be doing what we can do to ensure that jobs are retained, and in areas where there has been a lack of investment and focus, like infrastructure, like health, then we will be looking to ensure that they are prioritised so that we can get the jobs moving again in those industries.
That was Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on the scrapping of NCEA, the opening of an FBI office in Wellington, and the latest unemployment rate.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.